Psalm 42, verses 1. How much of God do you really desire? Are you really desperate for the kingdom of God? Are you desperate for Jesus? Seek me, and ye shall find me. That's the word of God. As many that will seek me, they must find me. I'm available. Oh, yes, God is available. God is not missing. God is not lost. He's always available. He's a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. How come some people are not seeking God? Say, seek ye the Lord. Seek ye this time. We need to seek God. Search God. Look for God. Search for him. And then we find him. The deer is looking for water to drink. Psalm 42, verse 1. The deer is an animal looking for water to drink. And the deer is very desperate. The deer is really disturbed that he hasn't taken water. So the deer is going to be moving around trying to find water until he gets water. See, that's how you see seek after God. Psalm 42, verse 1. As the deer pants after the water, so my soul pants after thee, O God. The deer is panting for water. The deer is looking for water. The deer is seeking for water. The deer wants water. And when he gets the water, he is all right. When the deer finds the water, he is happy. When the deer drinks the water, everything is good with him. You know, it is the same way we should see God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. What are you seeking in this world? A lot of people are seeking all kinds of things. God's a lot of examples here. You see, Esau and Jacob and Esau. Esau was the firstborn. And Jacob was the second born, Genesis 25, verse 29 to 34. Genesis 25, verse 29 to 34. Esau was the first born. He had the birthright. And then Jacob was the junior. And then Esau said, Jacob, give me porridge to eat. When you give me porridge to eat, I will give you the birthright. And of course, Jacob gave the porridge to Saul. Esau ate the porridge, and the birthright was transferred from Esau to Jacob. See, what he didn't value has left him. Someone else has gripped it. You see, he was not seeking what was meant for him. He didn't love what was meant, what God has put for him. Esau didn't like it. He valued something else more than what God has put for him. Esau, that's right. You are the firstborn. It's great to be a firstborn. Esau, you gave up your best right. What's wrong with you? But you see, God already destined that Jacob was going to be the greater and Esau was going to be the lesser. So all things are just working together for good for Jacob. So you see a practical example of someone who is not seeking what God has for him. Look at Moses in Hebrews 11, verse 25 to 26. Moses. Hebrews 11, verse 25 to 26, the Bible says that Moses chose to suffer with the Israelites in the wilderness than to remain in Pharaoh's house. See? That is chasing God's plan, chasing God's thought, chasing God's will. Look at it. Hebrews 11, verse 25 to 26. Moses decided, he preferred to suffer for righteousness' sake with his own people in the wilderness than to be in the palace You see, he's seeking God. The God that has sent him to deliver the people, he's getting closer. They draw near to me and I will draw close to you. Keep far from God and God will keep far from you. Oppose in his heart. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8 to 12. You see the book of Daniel. Chapter 1 verse 8 to 12. Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not eat of the king's deity, the king's food, rich food, plenty of meat and fish to eat at the king's palace. But Daniel said, no, I don't want to eat corrupt food, corruption, bribery, and all these things. I don't need them. I want to follow the narrow way that leads to eternity. I want to follow Jesus Christ. I want to follow the rules of God. I want to follow the eating habits which Christians, you believers, have always had. I don't want to eat the king's meat. See, the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 1, verse 8 to 12. What are you seeking? What are you chasing in life? It matters what you are chasing. The rich young ruler in Matthew chapter 19, verse 15 to 24, Matthew chapter 19, verse 15 to 24, Jesus encountered the rich young ruler. Jesus gave him a test. He said, go and sell all your goods and give alms to the poor. The man turned and left Jesus Christ. That man valued the worldly goods, worldly wealth and riches. He valued them more than salvation. Salvation really didn't mean much to him. You see, Lazarus and the rich man had the same experience. Lazarus and the rich man in Luke chapter 16, St. Luke's Gospel chapter 16, verse 19 to 21, the rich man was satisfied with all his women and the prostitutes and the life he was living, the riotous life, just like the prodigal son. They live a riotous life. And all he did was have parties and drink and eat. But Lazarus loved God. Lazarus followed God. Lazarus kept to God. Then the Bible says the rich man died and the Lazarus also died. Lazarus went to heaven to be with Jesus. The rich man went to hell. Now, mind you, the rich man did not go to hell because he was rich. He rejected Jesus Christ, rejected the word of God. He refused to be saved, refused to be born again, refused to follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. But the poor Lazarus, though he was poor, he followed the narrow way and the way of Jesus Christ. And so he went to heaven. See? What are you chasing? Are you chasing the truth, the word of God? Look at Mary and Martha. Mary and Martha in Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. You see the story of Mary and Martha. They welcomed Jesus Christ in their home. And Mary took time to sit with Jesus. Mary was learning at the feet of the Master. Martha was very busy preparing food and cooking and preparing food. Nothing bad with that. But the time came, Martha was worried. Martha came and said, Master, look at this, my sister Mary. She doesn't even care to come to the kitchen to help me. Jesus said, Martha, you are so worried over too many things. Your sister Mary has chosen the best. What is the best? Being in the presence of God, being in the presence of Jesus, learning at the feet of Jesus, that is the best. And you, Martha, you are very busy at the kitchen. It's not bad for you to be busy at the kitchen, but you have forgotten everything about Christ, about God, about the word of God. See, you are very busy with the worldly things. That's why when the rapture will take place, when the trumpets are sound, many shall be left behind because they will be engulfed with the worldly affairs and worldly things and worldly commitments, earthly pursuits. But our prayer today is that may the Lord find you ready. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord find you ready, prepared. The trumpets are sound and you should be ready in the name of Jesus. You shall not be found wanting, found left behind, and all the believers are gone. Because this is very important. People are not focusing on the true ways. Now is the way that leads to eternal life. Only few are following it. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many are going there. There's a way that seems right unto you, but the way of destruction. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. Whom are you chasing? What are you chasing in this life? The other day, somebody came to church and he testified of how the word of God has saved his soul. He said he came to the church to chase girlfriends in the church. And now the Spirit of God has touched his heart to repent and be saved. I think you are lucky. Because some people, they just live their life recklessly like that. See, God chaser. We're talking about God chaser. Are you a God chaser? May God make you a God chaser today. May you be a God chaser. Someone who is coming after God. Someone who is panting after God. As the deer pants after the water, so shall your soul pant after God. You need to seek God and find him. You need to seek the Holy Spirit. You need to seek Jesus to come into your heart. You need to seek that the Lord Jesus Christ will be your personal Lord and Savior, so that you have eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. God is calling you today to be a God chaser. Don't chase the world. This world and its elements are passing away. Chase God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of that things shall be added unto you. Don't seek the worldly things and worldly goods and worldly. You're going to die and leave those things behind. You know, you are not taking any of them to anywhere. Judas Iscariot was one of the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ. Judas Iscariot. And he was with 12 disciples. He was the treasurer of Jesus Christ. Instead of concentrating on the work of God, instead of concentrating on the things of God, instead of concentrating on the Holy Spirit, he was very busy stealing money from the poor. He was stealing money from the poor during the 3.5 years of ministry until he died and committed suicide. Judas Iscariot. May that not be your story in the name of Jesus. May you not be a Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot never concentrated. He never focused on Jesus. He never focused on Peter, John, James, the apostles. All of them, they focused on Jesus Christ. But Judas Iscariot, he lost focus. And he loved the world and the things of the world. Were pursuing money and wealth and riches, and he lost his salvation. May that not be your story, the name of Jesus Christ. We are going to pray right now. Our mother in Christ is going to share with us what God has put in her heart. We're going to pray that God will help us to be prepared for him. God will help us not to chase the world and the things of the world. God will help us to chase eternal things, heavenly things. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek ye those things that are above. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. What are you chasing? What are you looking for? What are you pursuing? Some people pursue the things of this world, pursue until they die. They don't read their Bible. They don't pray. They don't do evangelism. They don't do witnesses. They don't praise God. They don't worship God. They don't even want to come to church. They don't even want to serve God. They don't want to believe in Jesus Christ because they are chasing the worldly thing, chasing the world. And when you chase this world, you have nothing to gain from it. Because this world and its elements are going to melt away by fervent heat. When you have Jesus, you have eternal life. When you have Jesus, you are saved and born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. We are going to pray right now that God help us, that we shall chase you, we shall find you. As the deer pants after the water, so our soul pants after you, O Lord. We shall not pant after other things. We must pant after the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of our soul, who came to die for us over 2,000 years ago, shed his blood for the remission of our sins, by his stripes we are healed. We are going to pray right now, wherever you are in any part of the world, joining us in this broadcast, we want you to know that Jesus Christ has come to be your Lord and Savior and Redeemer. Believe in him, receive him today, open up your heart, let him come and dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Don't chase the world and its elements, because they are going to pass away with the fervent heat. Chase God, chase Jesus, chase the Holy Spirit, seek ye the Lord, pant as in your pants after the water, so our soul shall pant after thee, O Lord. Yes, said Jesus, you want to pant after him. Let him come into your heart, into your life, in the name of Jesus. Yes, everybody begin to pray, 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 pray. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that has gone forth. Let your word have a place in the lives of the people, that they will be doers of your words and not just hearers only. God, we ask that you will bless your people through this message, that as the deer pants after the water, so shall your soul pants after the Lord. They will not pant after worldly things and worldly goods. They will seek ye the Lord while it is found. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Let it be your passion. Let it be your lifestyle. Let it be God's word to you today, that you might practice this word of God and have eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. God bless you all. Thank you so much for listening. And we enjoy your testimonies. We get your prayer requests and your emails and phone calls all the time. We show that you are enjoying this broadcast. We love you all, and Jesus loves you too. Amen. Yes, we still have a whole 1 hour remaining. So over to the woman of God, Lady Evangelist, Mama Lawa, Alainka Lawa, she's going to bless us now with the word of God that God laid in the heart. Over to you, man. Hello? Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. Reigns in me and he reigns in you. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. No more sorrow, Jesus reigns. No more heartache, Jesus reigns. He reigns in me and he reigns in you. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. No more sorrow, Jesus reigns. No more hardship, Jesus reigns. Reigns in me and he reigns in you. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. No more sorrow, Jesus reigns. No more heartache, Jesus reigns. He reigns in me and he reigns in you. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. Hello? Give him glory to our God, he reigns. Give him glory to our God, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Give glory to our God, he reigns. Adoration to our God, he reigns. Adoration to our God, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns. Adoration to our God, he reigns. Giving glory to our God, he reigns. Giving glory to our God, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Give glory to our God, he reigns. Adoration to our God. He reigns, adoration to our God, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Adoration to our God, he reigns. Oh, yes, we're going to have another section tomorrow by 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. We thank every one of you for joining us this broadcast. God bless you all in Jesus' name.